time, that was a tradition, but at first, kind of, wondering about, you know, wasn't a short while after that went to life. So I got Dad booked me a buggy and give me a horse. That was something unusual between the river then. Might scare some now. There was one other family that the children could afford the that I knew anything about bugging the horse. Well, Dad told me, said, now I'll give you the horse, but I'm not going to give you the buggy. Said, I was 21 then. Said, I'll give you 50 cents a day in your board and washing. And that I'll buy you this buggy, but you can't have it. Said, I'll take off the place until you work it out. Said, I'll give you 50 cents a day. Your labor. And let you work it out. Went over here to Michael, Dugan, called Bugging Horse, Buggy, and give $75 for Buggy Horns. Oh, you know. Well, 75 cents, I mean, 6 cents a day, it took me quite a while to work it out. But he let me use it. Ride around here between the river. He wouldn't let me take it off. I wanted to go out and see my brother out there in Illinois and then drive through. He said, no, you can't do that. He said, you stay here and work for me if I get this lugging horse. Paid for buggy. And then menu. Can you hold it? So anyway, I put in hot, thrown up in the room, so I'll stay. So I get paid for it. I worked it out. No? I got paid. Found out the very life of June. And mother had her mother lived out there at Jonesboro, Illinois. And my brother had three brothers. And their family. So she said, if Frank won't go along with you, we'll drive through and we'll go out there with you. And all right. And I was leaving, and two brothers and two sisters at home. So see, Dad says, I don't want you to go. And he said, well, that's the only chance